Hello and welcome to Turning Point, the programme that asks the question, what was the one decision or conversation that changed your life forever? Today's guest is guitarist with Tear Gas, the sensational Alex Harvey Band, Nazareth, and Sin Dogs, Zal Clemenson.
Tear Gas had done a couple of albums, we'd sort of run out of steam a little bit and not quite sure where to go and where to take things. We didn't really have a singer. We'd had a singer, but then we couldn't find the right singer, to be perfectly honest. And so it was kind of running dry a little bit, Tear Gas. And then our manager, who managed it, and then Alex himself had a manager, a good friend called Bill Feely. I think they put their heads together and they kind of came up with this, well, why don't you have a look at this band in Scotland, Tear Gas, and blah, blah, blah. And then there was kind of moments when strokes were pulled. We ended up playing a little show at the Marquee in London, where we were... Alex was on the same bill with a band that he had on the go at the time called Giant Moth, kind of progressive rock thing. And I think that was a moment when we were there to kind of size each other up in a way. You know, we could see him and he could see Tear Gas sort of play. And I remember saying to myself, I wasn't too keen on Giant Moth. They were actually dreadful, to be honest. But I could see Alex. I could see that Alex had something going. I could see that he wanted to kind of get something across, his personality, his whole kind of... his energy, you know, that look that he had. And it kind of snowballed. It kind of just came together, you know. We got a meeting here in Glasgow when he came back up to Glasgow shortly after that. And we met in the Burns House, the pub up in town. And they had booked a rehearsal room just up the road, a little studio rehearsal place. And we said, right, okay, let's go up there and get set up there. And Alex just turned up, he's got his guitar out, plugged it in, and he started to play the riff from Midnight Moses. And he turned to us and says, can you play this riff? And we all looked at each other and went, yeah, we can play that. So we just beat the hell out of it, you know, we beat the shit out of this riff, as we did Tear Gas. And I could see his face, he was bouncing up and down going, right, that'll do. And that was the kind of moment when we just knew that was something going on here. Yeah, it was a lovely moment to see him, you know. It's almost like he'd found the musicians that he needed. When we started putting together the Harvey Band, Saab, you could tell that his approach had changed, or his remit, or his agenda was to try and incorporate more theatrics, perhaps, or try and build in a kind of a, I don't know if I say the word orchestral, some of the scores, he was more like a narrator than a singer, he became Alex. He took away the sort of standard style of singing, I guess, and stopped trying to be Otis Redding, or trying to be everybody, you know, or Robert Plant or whatever. And he just sort of developed this style of presenting a song, and it really became a bit of a trademark. And he chose songs and he wrote songs specifically for that type of delivery, I suppose. Yeah. From a musical point of view, from my career point of view, it would have been that moment, because it immediately put us onto a kind of a serious professional footing, that we felt that we had all the various bits and pieces in place in terms of record companies being behind you, having a management company that could look after you properly, albeit rather in the end it was a bit of a mess. But so yeah, there was that moment when you felt that you'd taken your music, because Tear Gas were just happy to actually stay together. Ted used to say to me, yeah, get Alex, we'll just go, we'll join them, just to keep Tear Gas, just keep the band together, keep it going. So there was all that momentum, and that momentum was sort of what carried us into that situation with Alex. Put us on that much more professional footing, felt that we were having support, and felt that we could continue to play the music we really wanted to play. So from my career point of view, that's when I felt that I had almost, in a way, become a professional musician. And there was a sort of, there was a point to it. There was a goal in sight, you know, and you were put into a situation of recording. You know, everything had to be, you had to have a schedule to record. So many, a record company wanted you to have so many albums out per year, a couple albums a year or whatever it was at that time. There was gigs lined up all over the place. The band just started to play every other day, every other week, record every other, you know, rehearse. And you were on this kind of treadmill. And that's really what we wanted to be doing, of course, at that time, when you're that age and you're that enthusiastic about what you're doing. So that moment when the band really began to make an impact, from small clubs anywhere, wherever it was, you know, people come turning up, people loving you, people hating you. You know, Alex really looking to go and out there and put himself right on the line to get a reaction from people, his whole approach. You felt that you were like in a kind of a vanguard of something, some sort of cohort that you were like, you know, attacking the audience and saying, look, here, have some of this. If you like it, great. If you don't, tough shit, you know. And that was Alex's approach, I think. So it was very intense. It was very focused and very professional. I have to say that. Alex brought the band to a new level of musicianship in terms of his how he wanted the songs to be, the dynamics of the music, how he wanted to present a song, and take it to a whisper, take it to a crescendo, you know, and you can feel it, you can hear it in a lot of the Sab songs. It's Man in the Jar and all these kind of songs. A very powerful piece of music. So, yes, to cut the long story short and answer your question, that changed my life, yeah. That most definitely changed everything about my life at that moment we joined Alex.
For further information on Zal, go to sindogsofficial.com. Thank you very much for listening. And if you'd like to hear more from Lush and our ever-growing archive containing interviews, debates, comedy and stories with a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, which is available for both Android and Apple.